Hey guys, I'm Jason Guymon, host of the King of Pressure Wash podcast. I am a self-employed entrepreneur. I grew my pressure washing business to $1 million business in just under 5 years. And now I'm helping hundreds of pressure washers start and grow their pressure washing business also. I'm helping you so that you can be the king of pressure washing in your area. Today's show is going to be an awesome show on the King of Pressure Wash podcast. Are you ready to get to the next level? Let's get started. What up, guys? Jason Guymon here with King of Pressure Wash. And tonight, we're going to talk about three ways that you can put and grow your pressure washing business. And this was a question that got asked to me, and I want to hit on it. And so I am here to help you grow your business, be successful, and take you to the next level. Now, the guy that asked me this question, he's already doing six figures and he's wanting to grow and scale and get off the truck. And so we're going to talk about that mostly tonight. Yes, I am doing some No Shave November. I didn't kind of plan it that way, but two weeks ago, I was in Dallas. Last week, I was in Florida, and I didn't shave for 2 weeks. And I'm like, you know what? Let's see what we can do for No Shave November. I haven't even cut my hair. I look about like a hobo, but it's all right because it's cold and I hate cold weather. Actually, today was not cold. I got back yesterday from Florida. Today, I actually had a training class that we did for Christmas lights today. And tomorrow, I'll be talking about my favorite thing in marketing. And I'm bringing more and more stuff to the marketing world. And that is where I am for this week. So I have been super busy. I have been gone for the last 2 weeks. And that's one reason why on Wednesday, we was in Disney and my youngest had a puking bug, which sucked. And so me and my oldest was out and we were doing Magic Kingdom that day. And at 9 o'clock, we were running down the things and finding rides that had zero lines. And we were riding rides. We didn't even know what the rides were. Some of them were crazy. What was the one, the mountain one? It about threw me out. I thought I was going to fall out. But it was a lot of fun. And so it was a lot of fun with my kids to be able to do that. And yes, I do have a green screen with green on my sweatshirt. And that's because I've been doing Christmas light class and I've been outside all day. And so I didn't change. And so that's where we are for here. But I'm not here to talk about Christmas lights. If you all want to talk about Christmas lights, I love Christmas lights. If you didn't know that, I want to just talk in general, how to grow and scale your business, right? What are three systems that we need to put in place so that you can grow and scale your business so that you can A, get off the truck, B, have employees, C, not go crazy. And I don't know if the last one is even possible, because I think we all go crazy, but I want to hit on those kind of three things of how we are able to do that. And so I did send out the text and I would like to be interested if you got the text. I know Rick said I haven't got the text last Sunday or Wednesday. I did send it out today, because I'm actually at my computer. I haven't been at my computer. And so that's why it's been hard for me to send out that text. I've been doing it remotely and I haven't even been on Facebook or anywhere. I've only been doing it here. So if you have signed up for the text and you typed in King 859-696-1101, you should have got a text tonight saying I was going live. I would be like, got it. Awesome. Who else? I'd be interested to see who else got that. So before we get started, I always like to see who do we have in here tonight already. We got Jamie. Yep. Time to soak up some game. We got Georgios big time in here for some righteous learning, some serious learning. We got Aces High Howdy from Texas. I was in Texas 2 weeks ago. We got TC. What's up, Jay? How are you doing? Hey, everyone from High Springs, Florida. We've got, don't know who that is. Yo, it's Trevor. Hello, yellow. So we have, what's up, guys? What's up, Jason? How is, all is well? It is. Jason, your jacket looks kind of see-through. It is because it's a good old green screen. So we got, Mr. Edwin in the house. How are you doing, Edwin, up in PA? We got the, got it, Alvin. How's everybody? We got Mr. Gino. I got the text. David Hamill got the text. Alvin got the text. Awesome, awesome, awesome. We got Trisha in the house. How are you doing? We got Jeff Lowcrum from Sacramento. Mr. Let's, Kentucky Wash Pros. We got all kinds of people in the house tonight. So let's get this party on the started. And so one thing I want to ask, I've asked that question, but I want to ask another question. What systems are you working on to grow your business? Is it a marketing system? Is it a an operational system? Is it customer service system? What systems are you working on? And so you might say, what is a system, right? First thing we need to know is what is a system, right? Because everybody has systems. It's just a matter of if the system is good or not, right? We have systems. It's a lot of our systems just suck. And so when we have sucky systems, it's hard for us to do things like get off the truck. And so I want to hit on three things of the three different systems that we need to work on and things that we need to do to help our systems grow and for us to be able to grow our business and be successful. Even when things aren't always going 100% our way, there is ways that we can grow and scale and we can keep us going up. You know, there is times that we might have to scale back, but even if we have to scale back, we still need systems in place so that way we can go to where we need to go at, right? And so that's why that's why it is important that we put systems into our business so that we can be successful. You know, you don't have, you know, and it depends on what you think success is. Everybody's success is, could be completely different. My definition of success is different than some of you all for your definition of success, right? And so when we look at success, what does success mean? How do you define success? Put in the column in the comments, how do you define success? One might define success that you hit $100,000 and you have $70,000-$80,000 in the bank, right? One might want to do $2 million. One might want to do $10 million. Everybody has a level of success. And what I've learned over the years is what is your goal? What is your, like, what, you know, if I could do this, you know, I used to always be like, if I could do $1 million or $5 million, if I can get to $10 million a year, right? I don't know what I'm going to do with it. I don't know how many people that's going to entitle. I don't know what that might be and what business I might be able to do it in. But, you know, I do know if I can get to $10 million a year, I do know that I can help a lot of people. And that's my goal. How can I help you be more successful? How can I help you get to your freedom? I've seen some people are putting free time, which free time and freedom are awesome, right? I would agree 100% that free time and freedom are very important, right? It is being happy with yourself. It's hard to do. And so these are things that we look at. And as we see this, this is what success could mean. And everybody's success is different. My success is different than your success, and your success is different than anybody else's success. So as I was thinking about this, one of the guys in the membership, he messaged me and he's like, what do I need to do? What are some things that can, what are this? And I got me thinking about it. He's like, what, it feels like I'm running around on a hamster wheel and, you know, I don't know what's going on. And so these are some things that are very important to get off the truck. So the very first thing is on getting off the truck is operational excellent systems, right? How do we get operational systems in place so that we can get off the truck? And I'll tell you, it's checklist, checklist, checklist. If you don't have a checklist to get off the truck, it's going to be really hard to get off the truck. And that checklist is checking the truck in every morning. There's a checklist for when you get to the job and when the job is done and how that's done and how the employee is supposed to, what the employee is supposed to do for the day. Are they calling the customer on the way there? Are they putting all their information in the CRM? Are they doing their pictures? Are they parking in the driveway? Are they parking out on the road? Are they taking pictures of everything that is broken before they get started so they don't show that it's broken after because they didn't do their pictures, right? These are all systems that you may not have a system for that. And what I'll tell you is if you don't have a system for it, you have a system. It's just a broken system, right? And if you don't follow your own systems, your employees are not going to follow your systems either. And you might say, I already know I don't need this system. I don't need this checklist. But if you don't do the checklist, your employee's not going to need and do that checklist. And guess what? He's only going to do 80% what you do. And so it's important that we go here and we do this so that way you can get successful, right? If you want to get off the truck, these are things that you have to do. You have to have videos of what to do and how to do it on each step and not just say, here they are and just do them one time and be done, right? What system do you have in training? About last week, there was someone in the Facebook group said, my employees suck. I just fired them and they wasn't trained and didn't know what to do. Okay. Did you fire his boss too? Because his boss is the one that didn't train him and tell him what to do and how to do it. Well, I told him once how to do it. Well, how many times do you have to tell your kids? If you tell your kids once, will they do it? Probably not. If you tell them 50 times, will they do it? Probably not, right? And so our employees are just like our kids sometimes. We got to tell them over and over and over and over and over and over and over, right? And there's systems that, hey, if you don't get it eventually, then you might need to go on. But did you tell them enough that they can get it and understand it and know what they're doing? Maybe the system that you have in place is a bad system, right? Maybe it's your problem and not their problem. Maybe the system's too complicated. Maybe the system isn't where it needs to be at. So having a schedule, you know, what's their schedule, how to clean, how to do maintenance, all of these things, how to do your job tracking, how to track your job, what pictures to take, what everything. Explain how that this can lead to making more jobs, right? By having a well-oiled machine with systems in your business, you will be surprised at how you will be able to grow and scale way faster than you trying to sit there and thinking that you know it all. And I guarantee you, you don't know it all. Next thing is do you have a system of your customer relationship management? And how is that system? Not just a CRM to hold a bunch of names, because that does no good, right? If we just have a CRM that holds all these names, are we asking for referrals? Are we asking for reviews? Are we asking for more work? Are we doing the things that we need to do to nurture our customers, right? Are we holding them and letting them know that, hey, it's your birthday and we're sending you a birthday card? How many people, and if you can get that information, right? How do you get that information? Where do we get that information to put in there? Do you think that would help your business? Well, it probably would. Because you're going to do something that they might not ever get a birthday card, and you send them a birthday card. Now they might love you for that, especially if they love receiving gifts there, or if that's a well thought out thing for you to do this. And these are things that we can do through a CRM. Not that this is the CRM, right? It says some CRMs do really good at some things, but not all CRMs are good at everything. And so it's important as we do this so that way we can make sure that we are doing the things we need to do. We're managing the customer feedback. We're letting the customer know we're on the way. We're letting the customer, here's the picture of what we got before we started. Here's the picture of after we've done. asking for the reviews. Here's some pictures to put into the review. Here's a week later, are you still satisfied? Phone call coming up, right? And do you have this in a system? Or do we have it in a wish list and it's never getting into a system, right? And I get it. It's hard to do this when you're still on the truck and you're trying to do things. But these are things that will set you apart from your competitor. In fact, I wouldn't even say you have a competitor at that point, right? Because there is no competitor that is at that point of doing half of what you're doing here. So when you go to do your high pricing, guess what? They're like, but that's high. Well, do you want the best customer service and the best out there? Well, yeah, I want it done the best. Okay, then you want to hire the best. And the best doesn't come at a cheap price. You either get the best or a cheap price. You pick. And then last one is how do we scale our marketing, right? You know, if we want to get more guys and we're able to do this much, how can we scale it? Do we need to do more networking? Do we need to do more rock flipping? Do we need to put out more signs? Do we need to put more money in whatever marketing it might be? You know, break down the components to see what is being the best money maker and what is being our best money spent, you know, testing new things, testing and seeing what's working and seeing what's failing and putting back more money into it. And so that way we can keep it growing and evolving and keep it going, right? Are we doing online advertisement? Are we doing social media engagement? Are we talking? Are we engaging? Are we engaging conversation? Are we asking questions and getting different answers back? Are we doing different things? Are we doing lives? Are we doing videos, right? Or are we too scared? Are we don't think that we need to do that? Well, I'll tell you, if you want to set yourself apart, you got to stand up, right? If you want to stand out, you got to stand up. And you know what? Sometimes you look funny standing up, but if you want to stand out, you got to stand up so that you look like nobody else out there, because everybody else is, they're all over here complaining about you can't get work and you can't do this. Are you over in that crowd? Or are you standing up saying, hey, I can help you. What do you need help with? How can I help you? Where do you need help at? Who else do you know that needs help? And we're actually standing up and we're making it happen and doing it. And we're being consistent. We're being relentless. And we're going to do it. We're going to be consistent. We're going to do it every day, every week, every month, every year. We're going to be relentless. We're going to do it when we're tired. We're going to do it when we don't want to. We're going to do it when we're afraid. And these are things that are going to step up your game. These are the things that are going to set you up for success. You know what? Are you going to get it right out of the get-go? No, you will not. I promise you, you will fail. But you know what? The faster you fail, the faster you learn, the faster you keep moving forward. And that is the thing that will help you and set you apart to keep you moving forward. So, if you got any questions, you want answers, put them in the comments. What are the three systems? What are some things that you are going to work on this week? Put in the comments. What are some things that you are going to start working on to set yourself apart so that you can stand up instead of sitting there? Working on refining our referral system, social media, performance pay system, and a system to make sure all of our systems stay up to date and that we use them correctly. You know, you have to inspect what you expect, because if you just put systems in place and you don't expect, if you don't inspect them, and they don't mean nothing. So that is something of making sure they're getting used incorrectly. I agree 100%. Being happy with yourself, it's hard to do. Bills paid, food on the table, happy kids. Well, good luck on that last one. No. Financial freedom and family time is success for me. You know, financial freedom and family time are the two. I was at the one conference, and Billy Jean, he was there. He's a big marketer, and he had a chance to make a bunch of money, and he turned it down so he could stay home with his 8-year-old daughter for Halloween, right? Because he's like, I only got 10 more left and I ain't missing this one. Don't matter how much money it is. Family freedom is it, you know, I'm very big on the family side of things. You know, we were talking about it, and do I live in a big giant house? Nope, I don't. You know, and one thing that me and my wife, we've always done is I travel a lot. I travel with my wife a lot. We travel with the kids a lot. And that's what I put my money in. I want to travel. I don't need a big giant house. That I'd rather be traveling and be gone and than sitting at a big house that I can't ever do anything and can't travel. I suppose liquor and wenching isn't the right answer. High dollar Florida is the place to be. Uday from Gulf Shores. Pushing through the hard times. Yard signs and Facebook are bringing them in for us. We are selling by offering one-time install price at $10 a foot and three-year agreements at $8. If it is still out there, their budget, we know ours. If it's still out of their budget, we know probably not our customer. Yep, that's awesome, dude. Absolutely lowest price can offer for a three-year agreement to still make profit year one. Yard signs. I'm new, by the way. I love yard signs. What's the Tinsel app? So the Tinsel app is one by Zach Maker. It is an app that you can, for Christmas lights, it's a CRM. You can put all the data into it. It will also allow you to put your inventory in it. You can do mock-ups with it also, so you can actually do the mock-ups for your Christmas lights. And so that is the Tinsel app. If you use Lights IO23, I think gives you a free month or something if you want to try it. Traveling sounds like a wise choice, my friend. I like it, and so does my wife, and so does my family. My goal is to put away for retirement, financial stability, and time for freedom and living life well, not chained to a job. Mr. George Yost, I still think about you, watching you pressure washing our class down there and learning everything you could and going and taking action. And it's awesome to see you grow and scale and keep growing. And you're going to do amazing things. I know you have your struggles, but everybody does, but just keep pushing and keep doing it, what you're doing. And that's what you can do. Amazing things. You know, I was talking, we got a guy in my class and, he messaged me and he's had a rough life. And so he messaged me and I gave him a big discount so he could come to the class. And he is here and, you know, he's got big dreams. And, you know, it can be hard sometimes, but he's going to push through and get it done. Would you recommend for retirement? And what would you recommend for a retirement plan in this? So I wouldn't put all my eggs in one basket. I never want to put all my eggs in one basket. You know, I have a good friend, that is in the pressure washing business, and he was telling me, and it makes sense that you want to diversify it in three different ways, into like the stock market, into real estate, and into other businesses. You don't want to be heavy in one versus the other one. You really want to kind of equal them out. Because as they go, they're going to do this, right? Some are going to be good here and some are going to be bad here and some, you know, and so those are things, and it makes sense, right? If you have $1 million, you want to put $1 million in one spot because if you lose all of it, now you are SOL, you know, and you might think, we was listening to one of the speakers this past week and he was talking about, you know, you can't lose money in the real estate. You can't lose money in the real estate. Unless it's a headline news, and he had all this real estate in Miami-Dade, and it was headline news, and he lost all his real estate, went bankrupt, and it was a bad day, right? And so you either sit there and cry about it, or you get back up and get it going. Training well spent. Is there usually a rush of customers after Thanksgiving? No. It's usually the week before Thanksgiving. The week of Thanksgiving, that from about Friday to Thanksgiving, is when it gets crazy. If you've done your marketing, put out your signs, put out your Facebook ads, doing all that stuff, that's when you get your 100 phone calls in a day, is the week of Thanksgiving. It's not so much the week after Thanksgiving. It's the week of Thanksgiving. Hey, Jason from Connecticut Power Washing. How you doing, Bruce? Got a new piece of equipment installed on the job while waiting for water to fill. That always sucks. I hate waiting on water. If you hate waiting on water, give me a thumbs up. A clear acrylic downstreaming manifold from Midwest Washing Equipment. Works awesome. And that's for downstream. I haven't seen that then. I may need to look at that. I do like Midwest Washing Equipment. I need to go talk to them. I know that they have, I've talked to them before. They're only about an hour from me. And I had talked to them last year, and I need to talk to them again. Others businesses sounds expensive. Actually, I was listening to another speaker while I was there, and they were talking about buying businesses, and a lot of businesses you can buy with little to no money down, owner finance, and it's actually not that expensive. And you don't even have to own all the business. You can own like 50% of the business. So those are things that you can do that you might be able to buy that business. And they're big on, she was big on buying like the car washes and laundry. She owns a boatload of laundromats and car washes because that's where she figured out how to make money off of them. Okay, point taken. Diversify. Thank you. you're funny. So, what is your goal? What is your goal for two? Or actually, not what's your goal. Are you where you want it to be at this year? Did you set a goal for this year? And are you at that goal, or did you hit that goal, or are you not even close to the goal? I would be interested in seeing where are you at for your goal for 2024 or 2023. And have you started setting up goals for 2024? It is good to start looking at the future and start, growing there. And that way you can keep moving forward. One thing I learned this past week or 2 weeks ago, again, I take training again. I don't just push aid by my training. I tell you to take any training, anything that you can learn something from. And so one of the trainings I did this past week was talking about a lot about, AI is a big thing. AI is going to do a lot of things moving forward. And so it was very interesting of how things can go through AI. And so one of the things, I'll just give you a little snippet here, is I think I can give you a little snippet here, is AI, and I'll show you here. And this is one thing that you can see and do. And I just want to show you something here. I'm going to go to the screen here of my screen, and I'm going to play it for you. Hey, thank you for joining ChristmasLights.io. Today, I am going to help you start and grow your Christmas light business so that you can be successful. And you are a rock star, and I hope that after today, you will be able to do amazing things and keep growing your business and taking it to the next level. So, was that AI? Was that Jason speaking? What was that? So, give me your guesses in the column. So, it is something that as we move forward, and you may say, I'm not good at speaking on screen. Well, guess what? There's ways that you can do that now. And so that was not me actually doing the talking there. That was an AI generated person doing the talking there. I did voice record it. So that was my voice. But the actual moving my mouth of it was not me. And so it's getting crazier and crazier of how this works and what all we can do. And so it is getting into what's going to be next. I will be learning more and more about AI. I've used AI stuff for about 2 years now, because it just, I can get different ideas, and then I can put the human aspect to it. And so that is definitely something that we want it to do. My goal was to hit 100,000 in a year. Thank God I hit it before November. Thanks to Jason. And remember, I did start late March this year. So that is awesome, dude. That is amazing, Edwin. That is really cool. I'm very proud of you, dude. I know you put in the hard work to do it. And so that is very cool that you hit 100,000 in November already. And so you could do $150,000 this year. So that is awesome, awesome, awesome. It is crazy what all you can do with AI. I've been using it for help writing different things. One of the hardest things that I used to struggle with, and I still do struggle with, is writing. I've never been a very good writer. I've struggled. It's held me back. Probably the biggest thing that has held me back, or that I've let held me back, is not being able to write. And so it is pretty cool how I've been able to write more with it, and put my thoughts into it and make it what I want. So it is definitely something that I use a lot. It is something that I think that it isn't going away. I do think it's going to mess with people's websites. Google has done 2 updates in the last 2 months that have been messing with people's websites. They did one in September. They just did one in October. And so they are definitely doing things that is going to change how things are. Now, you know, SEO is not something that is stationary. It's always moving. It's always evolving. You've always got to do better. SEO is search engine optimization, if you didn't know what SEO. So that is definitely something that as we move into 2024, I think we're going to see more and more of the changes and how we get to how it's going to set either the little guy apart or the big guy apart. I don't know which one it is. I'm sure it's going to help the big guys some, but how do you use it? Or do you just stick your head in the sand and say, that's too hard for me and I don't understand it? It is something that as we move forward, I definitely think that it is going to change the way we do things and how things are. Our sales goal this year is 2.3 million. And we are at 1.83 now with lots of Christmas lights still coming in. Also want to acquire a competitor, contact 22 of them. You know, one thing about growing a business, there's 3 ways to do it. And one of them is by acquiring other businesses. And that's a way that we can do that. Number one goal right now is to give quotes so I don't short myself, give good quotes so I don't short myself, a money ledger for in and out, and number three book of business for proactive repeat jobs. I had set two goals this year. One was a realistic goal of $100,000, which we crushed. Second one was an unrealistic goal of 150, and right now we are currently at sitting at $126,000. So it's still on the table. That's awesome, dude. That's a high five, bro. That's awesome. Staining fences is incredible money. Our goal is to do at least 30 fences next year. We did one yesterday in 6 hours for $1,800. It's a great add-on service. You want to buy me $1 million. Ethan didn't hit the goal this year. It's not over yet. You still got 2 months. Didn't hit the goal this year, but realized it was more of a wish than a planned out goal. lining out 2024 for success. Well, good. And you're going to do it. What other things, while I'm sitting here, if you didn't know, if you text King, K-I-N-G, to 859-696-1101, I text you when I go live, so that way you know when I go live every week. I go live every week on Wednesdays and Sunday nights at 9 o'clock Eastern time, and that is when I go live. That's the only time I text you. I don't text you any other time other than those two nights. So that's how I do that. If you want to learn about Christmas, I love Christmas. Christmas is awesome. You can go check out christmaslights.io. Where is that at? Right there. Bam. Christmaslights.io. You can also buy Christmas lights there. I have a big Facebook group. You can go check out the Facebook group. You can go to Facebook or christmaslights.io/group. It's a Facebook group that I have. It's all about Christmas lights. It is blowing up right now. And about in the next week or so, I'm going to probably be one of the biggest Christmas light groups out there for the Christmas light install side things. So I'm pretty proud of that. The way it's looking, it will, if you all sign up for it, it'll even get there quicker. So it is pretty awesome. If you want to just check out King of Pressure Wash, you can go check out King of Pressure Wash and join the membership there. I have a membership, and every Monday night, whether you're in Christmas lights or pressure washing, we go live. You can bring all of your questions, and I answer all of your questions there. Any other things that anybody wants to talk about? Let's talk. I'm tired. I've had two long days of driving. We drove down. I came up through. We left Orlando on Friday around noon or 1 o'clock, and I drove through the mountains. We actually went up through Daytona and went up through South Carolina that way, so we didn't hit Atlanta traffic. And it was a long day there. I was driving through the mountains like a madman coming down the mountains through. We made it all the way to Pigeon Forge. I was driving down through South Carolina like a madman. I was so tired trying to get there, and we made it. So that was a good thing. High five on the growth of the group. Well, thank you, sir. Do you have to have an electrician license to install? I'm in Liam permanent lighting. There is a few states that you do have to have a license for permanent lighting. Connecticut, I believe, is one. Your left leaning states are the ones that you have to do it. So, Washington, I don't know if you need it as of right now, but it's probably not too far away. And so that is the two that I do know that you may need a license for the permanent lighting. For Christmas lights, you don't need a license for it yet for anywhere. Washington is starting to crack down on it, but it is something that moving forward, we'll have to see how things go with that. I'm in the million permanent lighting. Gotcha. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. It is. I'm starting to see lights coming on. I actually did a house today that was for training, and it looked pretty good. I don't know if I can get a picture of it up here or not. I don't know if it's here or not. Let me see if it's come up here. It's a good picture here, if I can get it up here. What do you think you're going to beat Santa in Christmas? What do you think you're going to get Santa in Christmas? I don't know what that question is. Did you drive by us in Ocala? We're here in Ocala. On the way down, I did drive by. But on the way back, we drove up the other way. We drove up through the other route, is how we did it. That's how we went. Do you do a training on permanent lighting? I have done one, or actually I've done two, and I was doing it with my Christmas light class, but even today I didn't get done in time. So I will probably have some coming up in maybe February. I don't know if I'm going to do permanent lighting or Christmas lights. I may be joining up with Haven Lighting, and they're a big lighting company, and they're going to do a landscape lighting class, and I'm going to either do one day of Christmas lights or permanent lighting. So that will be coming up in probably February, I believe. And I'm still don't know all the dates on it, but that's kind of when that will be coming up. So, but with that, I'm going to jump off here. I got some stuff I got to do for my class tomorrow. I got to send some disc stuff out for my class. And other than that, I hope you all have an awesome week this week. If you're doing Christmas lights, it's getting ready to be busy, busy, busy time. I know a lot of people are starting to install. Again, if you are in Christmas lights is definitely something that is going to be good for you this year. You better hit the sheets or crack a beer. Yeah, I'm tired. I'm looking at my eyes and they're going crazy eyes. Which is more searched, house wash or roof clean? Pressure washing is more searched than either one of those two. So I know that's not what is your question, but that's your answer. pressure washing is probably 3-1 on both of those. So, but other than that, hope you all have a great night. And we'll see you all later. All right, guys, that is all the time we have for today's show on the King of Pressure Wash podcast. I know you found this as exciting as I did. If you appreciate the work we do here at King of Pressure Wash, be sure to subscribe so you don't miss an episode. And give this episode a 5-star review. I would appreciate it very much. This helps me get to other people so that they can be successful just like you can be also. And if you're looking to start and grow your own pressure washing business to give you and your family financial freedom, time freedom, be sure to sign up at thekingofpressurewash.com so you can be the King of Pressure Washing in your area.